Hello, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to iConnect Weekly Podcast, your host, your realtor, Giovanna with Coldwell Banker Realty. Welcome to the American Dream of Home Ownership. We're bridging the gap of home ownership while leaving an inheritance for future generations. This week's episode topic of discussion is the power of a mortgage pre-approval when shopping for a home. Why pre-approvals matter. This is the first step in any home search in finding out exactly how much a home you can afford and securing the financing to make that purchase. While you can get a rough estimate through a pre-qualification, taking that extra step to obtain the pre-approval will give you that added advantage. Pre-approval helps you understand your financial condition, know exactly how much you can afford before you begin the home search, strengthening your purchasing power when making an offer, the pre-approval process. Here are some documents that you will need to provide your lender to get the pre-approval process started, such as your income, current paycheck stubs, usually 2 months worth, W-2s or 1099s, usually 2 years, tax returns, usually 2 years, assets, bank statements, investments, brokerage firm statements, your business net worth, debts, credit card statements, loan statements, alimony, child support payments. The next step after you get your pre-approval, now you can begin shopping for a home because you have your pre-approval letter ready to make an offer once you find that home. And in that process of making an offer, there are many factors that influence the market value of a home. Your agent will give you the insight and information you need to make an offer you're comfortable with. Here are some factors to consider. How long the home has been on the market, if the price has been reduced, how much the home is worth through a comparable market analysis, better known as a CMA, showing the list price and sales price for similar homes in that area. If there are multiple offers, other items that may be included in the sale of a contract when you're making your offer could be furniture, hot tubs, etc., things of that nature that you could add into the contract. The list to sell price ratio is an indication of how competitive the market is for homes in a particular area. Why the seller is selling, whether the seller is offering a assumable loan or financing. Once the offer is written, your agent will present it to the seller's agent, and at that point, the seller can accept your offer or reject your offer or counteroffer, and that will start the negotiation process. Your agent will work with you to plan a strategy to ensure you take advantages of the terms and applicable prices for you and your budget. Closing, I leave you with this takeaway. The American dream of home ownership is obtainable with understanding the home buying process. Your dream home is out there. Let's start preparing a place to call home. Remember, old keys won't open new doors. When you want different, you have to start moving different. Please submit to your realtor, Giovanna, your questions and comments on iConnect. Thank you, listeners, and stay tuned for part 2 of this episode.